From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter, fabulous producer, always over in the newsroom, at least figuratively, if not literally. Matt Cotrillo, our news director, so we appreciate his help and hard work. On the campus of Bucknell University, if you're lucky enough to be familiar with the Humanities Department in History and English, you've probably met Dr. Paul Sievers, an associate professor of literary studies and the faculty advisor for the Bucknell Orthodox Christian Fellowship at Bucknell University. He's been a member of the Susquehanna River Heartland Coalition for Environmental Studies and a go-to guy for a wide range of topics lately. Paul, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. It's great to be here.
On the campus of Bucknell University, we have the Bucknell, or you have the Bucknell Program for American Leadership and Citizenship. Reiterate, we've been talking about this for a couple years, how important this is, how timely this particular initiative is.
Yeah, we're trying to help encourage the lost art of disagreement, both in higher education and in our society at large. And we've had such a year, tragic year in so many different ways, culminating in the tragic event of January 6th, but also a lot of unrest and conflict during the past year. And we're trying to present views, get discussions going. This week is Lincoln's birthday, so we thought it was a good opportunity to have a webinar focusing on how Lincoln tried to bring the country together at a time of real division and remind us that we've been through bad times before as a country, but we've gotten out of those bad times too.
Well, explain how getting out of bad times might look this time around. We really have a lot of folks just widely separated politically, and the lost art of listening might be the subheading for some of the conversations that are happening.
Yeah, it's almost like mentally we have large groups of people who have seceded from the Union, to use terminology from Lincoln's time, and we have to try to remember or remind ourselves of what it means to be Americans. There are folks on the extremes, and unfortunately it may be hard to reach them, but I think there are a lot of people of goodwill across the spectrum who do not resort to violence and who, hopefully we can reach out, and also ourselves, where ourselves reflect on what are our better angels in terms of being Americans.
Well, and just the term better angels is something you've got to familiarize yourself with, because we weren't often thinking of it in the past. We didn't really quite need it as much, but this is the idea of really looking deep inside yourself to see, you know, where is the conciliatory part of you that can actively and empathically hear what others may have to say about ourselves and our body politic and our country. Abraham Lincoln, the more people study presidents, the more they come up with the answer to the question, Abraham Lincoln, when you ask who might have been the greatest president of all. Explain why that seems to be empirically provable today.
Well, I think all his efforts throughout the Civil War and seeing him develop in his views and as a person, his struggles, it's all summed up for me, I think, in the Gettysburg Address, which, of course, was a short speech given not too far away from here, where he really sought to remind us all of the basic principles of the country that we had not lived up to, but that we needed to work to achieve, that all people are created equal, and move us forward to that. So I think that's what he's remembered for. And we're doing a series of webinars this spring called Toward a More Perfect Union. And the first one is on Tuesday night, called Lincoln's Legacy Today. And Professor Wilfred McClay of Hillsdale College will be speaking on that. And, to remind us a little bit of Lincoln's vision, provide some opportunity for questions and answers and some discussion as part of that event.
All right. We'll make it, turn that into the form of an invitation for people to log on tomorrow night, get registered, and to, well, I guess even participate. There's a question and answer session. Make a pitch for folks to consider involvement in tomorrow night's webinar.
Yeah, well, it's tomorrow at 8 p.m., 8 to 9 p.m. You can find the Zoom link. It's free, of course. You can find the Zoom link at bucknellleaders.org. That's one word, bucknellleaders.org, and just follow the events link there. And we hope this to be the start of a series of talks and discussions on toward a more perfect union. We have some other events coming up, too, which we'll mention tomorrow night, and it'll be on the website, about restoring the lost art of disagreement and also of reaching across race and class divides in America today.
Well, and if I have learned anything from these conversations that you and I have had over the past 2 years, is that, you know, I might sit here and lament this division that we have here and that some people have just fallen into an abyss of politic on either side of the aisle. But if there's one thing I've learned from you, is that this is our fabric, this is our cloth, and we get richer and richer as a country. Oftentimes, the more strongly we feel about something, and sometimes the more we disagree, it makes us greater and greater. Iterate that for me, if you would, please.
I think if we can, you know, try to listen to each other, and it's hard. It's hard because, you know, people associate each other with extremes. Sometimes that's true. But, again, I think for most people, you know, people are willing, if they open up their ears, to listen. And you can gain some insights and perspectives from the other side, so to speak, which may make you more sensitive and aware to diverse perspectives, diverse backgrounds in ways that, you know, like Lincoln was doing, you know, he was taking a very imperfect and flawed ship of state, so to speak, which had some great ideals. He was working on moving it closer to those ideals, and we're still working on that today.
What did he do that we can do?
Well, I think he had a, I think just, you know, in some ways having a deep heart, deep-hearted sense of, okay, you know, we are all in this together, in the sense of we're all fellow country people, in the sense of being Americans together. And, you know, we need to, you know, we're kind of like on a boat together, and there may be folks on the extremes, and they may need to be dealt with, but on the other hand, for the group as a whole, if we're going to keep afloat, we need to learn to live with each other.
Well, and you just love to tell us about and keep us familiar with authors of years past, you know, historical stories and historical novels and great stories of America's past. Is maybe one of the reasons I see optimism in your remarks always is that we don't think of ourselves as maybe necessarily just living in the present moment, but just one dot on a long timeline. You know, you've talked a lot about our history over the past 200 years, but our future is 200 years more and 200 more years after that. So we are, you know, we may seem deeply divided, but we're just a blip on this timeline.
Yeah, physicists might say we're both a particle and a wave at the same time, right? We're, you know, we're in this stream of history, but also at this moment, we have opportunities to make choices and hopefully good choices, and hopefully to have a good heart for each other as much as we can.
Well, please do a heartfelt invite for folks to get involved tomorrow night, 8 p.m., and then in the future.
Yeah, so tomorrow night, 8 p.m. on Lincoln's Legacy Today webinar, go to bucknellleaders.org, one word, bucknellleaders.org, and go to the events link, and you'll get on Zoom with the discussion, and we'll have information there about upcoming events as well.
All right, well, I'll be logging on. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping to come away with some timely information. Paul, thank you so much for checking in and the information. You got an open mic here. As these seminars come up, check back in. We'll always have you on the air a day or two ahead to give folks a warning, and we'll talk about who's going to be speaking at these events. Thank you, sir.
Well, thanks so much, Mark. Thanks for all you do, too. Oh, take care now.
Very glad to help. Dr. Paul Sievers, Associate Professor of Literary Studies at Bucknell University. The seminar tomorrow night is part of the Bucknell Program for American Leadership and Citizenship. You can go to bucknell.edu to find out more about that. But the fastest way would be to go to their website that talks about really some of these forward-thinking remarks that are offered by students and professors and off-campus resources. That is bucknellleaders.org. And tomorrow night's seminar, Toward a More Perfect Union, Lincoln's Legacy, 8 p.m. Via Zoom with Wilfred McClay of Hillsdale College, a noted historian and author on that event tomorrow night online. Thanks to Bucknell.